Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's so beautiful to see people come and love you so much, John, that they lay down their life just to tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. I mean, if that didn't happen, so many nations, they wouldn't even know God, right? Yeah. And when the mission, I think about the Moravians that came to America to bring the reality of the love of God, and that we could unite, and that the groundwork, first Great Awakening, second Great Awakening. And now, talk to us about this missionary that's going into the refugees in Iraq.
In Iraq. Yes. It's a beautiful thing to go. It's even more beautiful when you leave the lap of luxury like America to go to a place like Iraq.
The sandy, dusty, hot.
Hard areas. I remember going to Israel and it was hard. Yeah. I mean, this is not Israel. Israel's a blessed place. But this missionary is going to Iraq. And
an Islamic nation.
Yes.
And Islam, just so you know, Islam, the Quran, denies Jesus Christ died on the cross, denied that he's the Son of God. And they believe this. And so he's going there
fully
to tell them,
it.
He's going there to tell them specifically that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for their sins and he loves them so much. It's an exciting time, but go ahead.
Know what? Let's let this missionary tell you in his own words. Mm-hmm. Take a look.
The Lord is demonstrating himself in power, or you have nothing.
Wow.
And especially in parts of the world where there's been traditions and belief systems for over 1,000 years that are very aggressive and hostile against the gospel. And you're not going to, you know, somebody that's believed something. You know, I remember hearing a message one time by T.L. Osborne years ago where he said that he had showed up to India and he had such a passion to preach the gospel. And he says, and I quickly realized when it came to the Hindus and the Muslims, he says, I had a book, but they had a book. He said, I had a story, but they had a story. Uh-huh. And he said, we just went back and forth talking about what each person believed. And then he ended up leaving the mission field, you know, and really encountering Jesus as the healer, the victorious one, and went back and then really saw a major breakthrough. And so, you know, it's 100% for sure, you know, in the Muslim world especially, I believe that without power, signs and wonders accompanying the gospel, we're left with very, very little.
Wow. So yeah, their method of evangelism is amazing. Obviously, it's a day to day. There he is, the pink flamingo champion. Come on. So, their method. You know, obviously, there's millions of people who are displaced refugees in that part of the world. Talk about how you guys go into the camps and your method of sharing Jesus.
Yeah, now many of the camps now started to close and shut down, and people are starting to repopulate the cities that were once, you know, completely ruled by ISIS, and we're grateful for that. But for years there, we were going to the camps and visiting the camps, and because the Middle Eastern culture is such and you would know very well, a very hospitable culture, you know, it's very easy to start a conversation with somebody, especially when they're in need. And that's what I really believe it really even means when it says preach the gospel to the poor, is that when people recognize their need, they're very open to the gospel, to the Lord, to breakthrough. And so we'll just introduce ourselves as believers. We are believers in Jesus, and we're here to pray for your sick. If there's anybody who's sick here, we want to bless you.
So off the bat, you say bring us the sick.
Oh, yeah, off the bat, for sure. And they're very open. They're very open. And many, many times the Lord heals and touches. They'll invite us into their tent. We'll sit down with them, drink chai. You know, drink tea, and talk about Jesus. And then after that, we often ask them if they've ever had a dream with the Lord or if they've ever seen the man in white. And then once again, many times, I mean, sometimes years prior, they've had encounters or dreams with the Lord and had nobody explain to them what it meant.
Wow.
You know, so it's a beautiful thing. But certainly, yeah, that's the model or the method or the approach.
So assuming one of them do respond to the gospel, let's say the father of the tent, the leader of that household responds to the gospel, what do you do then, typically?
Yeah, I mean, if they respond to the gospel, usually if it's the patriarch or the father or the grandfather that responds to the gospel, it's usually easier to get the family because of the way that, you know, family works over there. If it's the mother or one of the children, it's a lot more dangerous, a lot more secretive. If we can get the father, things generally move a little bit faster as far as the openness of the family, but we would immediately seek to try to meet with them, continue to connect with them, maybe connect them with some of the other local believers or Muslim background believers to really pour into them, to walk them through the process of learning to fall in love with Jesus and surrender their lives completely to him. And a lot of it is just growing in the love of God, and because fear is such a devil in the Middle East. Hmm. You know, it's manipulated and controlled by fear. And so we pray for baptisms in the Holy Spirit and baptisms in love and the reality of God as Father.
This is so exciting. God loves the Arab people, and God's sending missionaries right there. We want to pray right now. Let's pray for them. Yes. Father God, I thank you for how you're blessing our country. We thank you for the Arab people. And we just pray, Lord, that they would know you, God, that you would anoint this missionary and all the ones that are going out, yes. Lord, to be able to minister on your behalf. Raise up this generation to go yes. out as firebrands into the nations, declaring your glory, your love. And Father God, right now we ask you, end abortion. Send revival, send a third great awakening. And I want to remind you, don't forget how easy it is. Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.